6 degrees of separation.
It's Elizabeth and Radar, but it is Friday, so you made it through the week.
Friday. Yay. 6 degrees of separation. Listen to this. The locomotive that was used to take President George H.W. Bush to his final resting place has a Wisconsin connection.
What is that?
Well, did you see the train that he traveled on?
Oh, yeah.
Did you see how it said George Bush 41 and the Air Force One train engine was dubbed Bush 4141?
Okay, yeah.
It was painted in Horicon, Wisconsin.
That was painted in Horicon?
Yeah.
Right here in our state, Dodge County. And so they just kind of drove that thing up here, obviously on the tracks, painted it, and then took it down. And
yes.
It's part of history.
Isn't that cool?
Whoa. That is cool.
The other 6 degrees of separation, Pewaukee's own J.J. Watt was invited to the services yesterday. It was an invite only at the president's church.
You were going wild over that.
Oh, my gosh.
Well,
about eight degrees
of separation is Elizabeth watching that for the last 3 days.
Right. Yes, everyone.
I feel like we were actually there.
Yes. It's history. It is history. That's why I was watching it. And I just loved seeing all the big players that were there. I mean, some of the most important people in the world, powerful people in the world, were all gathered in one place. And to see them all sitting in the front row, I felt like it was an SNL skit just waiting to happen. Prince Charles was there.
And Wisconsin obviously was represented. Not only was the train painted, but then we also had, what was the guards that did the changing every hour?
Two Marines from Brookfield and from Racine that were guarding the president's body while he was lying in state. Wild. But good for Horicon, Wisconsin. I wonder how other people not from here are going to pronounce that city when they talk about that.